that when she does it, before she finishes drinking, her whole face is pale. He she puts eye makeup on to have this nus. The thikach and nail bolters, therefore the water makes it that her eyes pop out. He she made a hair look nice for him. The thikach kayin soiser estara, therefore the kayin now underbraids her hair. He herosoloi bietzba, she like points, she showed him his fingers or she pointed to him. Rashi says, Ramzaloi love etzla, she like pointed with her fingers, come to me. So she made marks with her fingers, we're using her fingers. Is the thikach therefore, Tiparnas Nishras, we let her nails fall off. Like we'll see later on. Nishras mashma, they're Nishra, they fall off. Oh, we'll see. Fighter. He chogru loy betzotzol. She girded herself with a nice band. As the figure, therefore, Kain navy chevel amitzvah bekoshla lamala midodeho. Therefore, the Kain does this back to her. He poshto loy yesirecha. She opened up her thighs. The thikach yirechen afelus. Therefore, her thighs will fall down. That's the first one to get hit. He kiblosi akresoi. She accepted the man on her stomach. His the thikach bitnet sova. That's why her stomach blows up. He hachilosoi madna yolam. She fed the man very good food. The thikach therefore korbono machu behema. Therefore, the korban, the mincha that she brings, comes from servant from Bali. A Michael Behema, we do just the opposite back to her. He, Heshkesu Yayim Mishubachas, she must probably gave him very good wine to drink, and also the Kaisas Mishubachim, and very good Kalim, very good Bechis. The figure, therefore, Kayin Mashka Mayim Amorim. Therefore, now the Kayin makes a drink very bitter water. And the Makadid Shacherish with an ugly Kli, with an earthly Kli, doesn't look so nice. Trashi Pchusa Maguna Shebekaisas. That's the most simple keli there is on earthly kli. That's the way we make her drink. He also saw the sefer. She did this nus privately. Is Yoshe b'sefer elyon shom b'ponim? Is that a kodesh baruch who made Yoshe b'sefer on kodesh baruch? Sits upstairs. Shom b'ponim. He'll show it to everybody. Rashi Panai takes our time, we pour him in to pay it back. The Samti Anias Panai, the Nasati Kolon Loshin Painani, he goes, starts whatever he's doing, to pay it back. And Mustafa means paying it back openly. Shinem Apostle says, the Ayin Noyev Shomro Neshev, Lemela Tishuni Ayin. So as they think nobody sees them, the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it back, everybody knows about it. Like he has said, everybody finds out about it. Dov Rach, another pshat, he also saw the Seisa, she did it privately, is Hamokrim Pirsum Abagoli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uncovered, everybody knows about it. Well, no, the first pshat is not uncovered. The first pshat was done. What Joshua says, Yayim, Somba Parma, she did it hiddenly, as if nobody should see it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that does see it, he puts his mind to pay it back. He stops whatever he's doing to pay it back. That's what it means, somba upon him. He takes out time to pay it back. That's his pasuk. B'yai no shom neshel lerem lo tashuni ayin. That they think nobody sees them, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out his time to pay them back. Del Barachar, another pshat is like we said. Del Barachari, he also saw the seiser. She did it privately, this nus. Is Hamokim Pirsum Abagoli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it uncovered, everybody knows about it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Tichasa sina p'mashoyin tigala rosa bekal. The Dekal, everybody will find out the bid that she did. Learn out from there what, one by one, every little bit of punishment you get back is added up to the Cheshbin HaGodol. If so, the first Pasuk, Ki Kol Soin Soin Barosh Lomeli. What do we need that Pasuk? It's also Mashma. Any measurement you get paid back is Mida Keneged Mida. Tomorrow says, Lekemida, that's us midi keneged mida. One pasuk is any little punishment adds up. And the second thing is to tell us that the punishments we get is mida keneged mida. Yeah.
All right, turn over.
Now the Tomorrow says, Omeyacha de naftalei, Micho kol son barash. If so, that you learn out the side of Mida, Keneged Mida, then the first person got B'Sosa, B'Shochal, Trivena, Lomeli. What do we need that pasuk? Which we also learned out from that pasuk that Hashem pays back punishments, midah k'neged midah, the same way you act, He pays you back. We have another pasuk for it. So Marin says, "Nekud Rav Chinan na ba papa." Tiyom, Rav Chinan na ba papa. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu nifra min uma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not pay back punishment to a nation at shas shilucha. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the time to send the nation away, to get rid of the nation. That's when Hashem pays them back. Shashi ibda min olam. And Hashem wants to destroy them from the world. Shenam, the pasuk says, "B'sasa b'shulcha." Like, when does Hashem pay back the punishment? B'shulcha, when He wants to send them away from this world. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'yomar Rava. Rava said, "Shloisha kaisos ha'amurus b'mitzrayim." It says three kaisos. Rashi says, "B'chaloyim shoshar hamashkin." When the shoshar hamashkin had his cholim, his dream, he had three cups in his dream. So, what were the three cups? Lama. Achas shoshasa b'mei Moshe. One is what they drank b'mei Moshe. V'yachas shoshasa b'mei Paroi. Nako. V'yachas shasida lishtoy simcha brusel. So Rashi says b'mei Paro nako lovin v'chanetzam l'abovel lakas es Eretz Mitzrayim. When he went to wipe out Eretz Mitzrayim. And imchazer Rashi l'moysa Mashiach. That what will drink the mitzvah l'moysa Mashiach. Almola nitra da b'makar rishayna. You see, they didn't get destroyed from the first Makkah. Like Mitzrayim got hit three times. By Moshe Rabbeinu, they got hit with the Esa Makkis, and then by Paro Nocha, and then by Moshe Mashiach. The Chitay, maybe you tell me, Hanach Ozdu Baniach Rinenu, that those went away, the Rishonim, the first Ummah. And these are new nations now, living now. Because the Kashra is that Hashem only destroys when He's about to send away, kill out the whole nation. And here by Mitzrayim, you see, not like that. Hashem had hit them three times. So you see, when He gave them punishment, He did not wipe out the whole nation with it. So the Chutz Sfira. So maybe you want to say no, like it's a new nation living in Mitzrayim. He wiped them out three times because they're three different people, like three different nations there. The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Hanach Ozdu, these went away. Fahani Achrin and Ninu, the ones living there now, like a new nation. For Yatani, we learn not like that. For Tani, we learn Dom Rav Yehuda, Min Yomin. The Gera Mitzri Hoyeli Chever Mitamid Rabbi Kiva. And Omri said, Min Yomin Gera Mitzri Ani, Ani Mitzri Rishon. I am a Mitzri Rishon. That means my parents were Mizgayim. V'nesaisi Mitzvah Rishon, and I married a Mitzvah, my wife is also the same way. Is Asa Lebni Mitzvah Shniyah, let me marry you off to my son a Mitzvah Shniyah, a second generation, Kadeshiye Ben Bini Mut Lava Bekal. But that's Halacha, that a Mitzri Shlishi is Mutla Bekal. The first mitzvah that's Mizgayir, he's also. Even after he's Mizgayir, the children he has is also also to marry a Bas Yisrael. But the third generation is Mutta to marry into a Bas Yisrael.
So we see here, there's still Mitzriim living in the land. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an Issa Mitzri. You see, the Mitzriim are still there.
The Mashmet, the same people are still there. El Yitma Achitma. If you learn this the way we learned. Omer Rabbi Chinan Abba Papa. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give punishment back to the king at Shashalucha, until he sends away that king till the end of his reign. Shenema b'sasa b'shulcha t'rivena. The time when he sends away the king, when the king's his kingdom's over, that's when Hashem gives him his punishment. So Mila Sanakash on the arm of Mitzrayim. Ameima masni l'ho d'rav chinna b'papa ho. He learned from chinna b'papa's halacha on this pasuk. My disciple was the pasuk saying Malachi. Ki ani Hashem lo shanisi.
I did not change, but the atem b'nei Yaakov leklisim, you b'nei Yisrael, I did not destroy. What does that mean? That means ani Hashem lo shanisi means I did not change. Lo hikisi liyuma v'shanisi lo vidashna means I never hid a numa and had to do it a second time. Like whenever I wiped out a numa, the other nations I wiped them out completely. But v'yatem b'nei Yaakov, but you b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yaakov lo kalisim, I did not destroy you. And I know that's what the pasuk says. Chitzei achalabom, that means chitzei kolin, that my arrows will end. But v'hein ein kolim, they will never end. Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed.
Yaitzaloi, when it's filled up, you get paid back.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min odem achit esmali sosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pay you back your punishment until you like your smali sosoi means your overflow. In other words, you do a lot of averus. So with Ashram of the Pasuk, Shneim of the Pasuk says, Uvim lois, sifkoi yetzaloi. Like when you do all what you desire, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. And the Gemara says, Dorosh Reb Chinen no bar papa. My dichsi was a posik say, Ranonu tzadikim b'ashem, la yishorim nova tehilo, like it's nice to give it praise, is al tikri nova tehilo, el nova tehilo. In other words, the place that they made, the, like Migdosh, the Mishkan, was always saved. What does that mean? That means, Zem Moshe b'David, shloish, Sholto Soinehem b'maisayim, that the Goyim never destroyed the Maisim that works that David or Moshe made. The Seer of the Pasuk says, Tivu Beretz Shoreho. And by David it says the what? That Tivu Beretz Shoreho. The Shorem, the gates, were like swallowed up in the ground itself. Moshe Diyoma Mar. What does it mean by Moshe Rabbeinu? Diyoma Mar, we learned. Misha Nivna Migdash Rishon, Nigna Zoyomayit Kuroshov, Kuroshov Abrichov, Viyamudov. When they built the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was swallowed up like into the ground. It was Nignas. That means it was hidden that the Goyim did not take it. For the more of Yadon of Heicha, where was the sockets of the Mishkan? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravimi, Tachas Mechilos Shel Heichel. It was under the Mechilos, the caves under the Heichel. So that's this postic that the works of Moshe and David was not taken by the Goyim. Tana Rabban, what's in a price like this? Soite nos no eineho b'mi shein royalo. A soite put her eyes to a man that she didn't deserve. She has a husband and she went to live with another man. If so, what do we do to her? Ma shebiksha la nitelo. What she wants, we don't give to her. The locker is that she's also to the boil. Uma shebiyada not luhu mimeno. What she has in her hands, we take away from her. We take away her own husband. Shekol anaf the klal, shekol hanoisun eino b'ma sheino shaloi. Whoever puts his eyes into something that doesn't belong to him, is ma shemavake sheinoisun loi. What he wants, we don't give him. Or ma shebiyada noisun himeno. And what he has already, we take away from him. And the Lord says,